I'm joined by Laura Graves, who has just gone into the lead. Put that into words.
There are no words. This is a totally speechless moment for me. I don't expect to hold the lead, but what it feels like to have a ride like that on a horse that you have this relationship with is just on top of the world.
So talk me through the test. What were the highlights for you?
I was really thrilled with our pirouette line to the ones, to the other pirouette. He's been a little shy of the end by C, so this morning we spent a lot of time with a box of sugar and getting him to really like that end, and it seemed he really tried to be good down there, and he stayed all of his changes right down to that end in his two-time tempies. And I think his tempies were good today, and I liked his pirouettes.
Fantastic. Is this your first time at a World Equestrian Games?
Yes, it is.
And what do you think of the venue here?
I think it's amazing. I think it has a really special feel. When you're in that arena and it's as full as it is right now, there's no doubt that it feels like all eyes are on you in a good way.
And what do we have to look forward to on Friday? What sort of music are we going to hear?
It's music that we've kind of been changing as we go. This is hopefully something that's going to work for us tomorrow. We've changed the choreography a little bit. The music is something I've been tweaking day after day after day with the woman named Marlene Whitaker from the United States. So she'll look at it tomorrow or Friday as well, and we'll tweak it even more for next year.